Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelvern. Our lesson for this morning comes from Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to them, "All of these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." This is the word of our Lord. Following his baptism in the Jordan River, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. During these 40 days in the wilderness, Jesus was tempted. In our lesson, we learn about three of Satan's attacks on Jesus after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Naturally, the devil tries to use Jesus' hunger against him. With the first temptation, asking Jesus to turn stones into bread, he is trying to get Jesus to use his divine power for himself. Jesus' entire life was for others, not himself. The temptation was also to cause doubt that God would provide for him. But Jesus responds, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." After being beaten by Jesus' trust in God, the devil tries to test that trust, as if saying, "If you trust in God so much, prove it by throwing yourself off this mountain." This time, the devil even cites scripture to bolster his point, quoting from Psalm 91. But Jesus responds, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." The devil always takes scripture out of context. Finally, the devil tempts Jesus with power and glory, a way for him to avoid the shame of the cross and become a worldly Messiah. All he must do is bow down and worship him. But Jesus says, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." After reading about Christ's temptations, we could naively think that the devil's temptations are foolish and easy to resist. We can think of Jesus as a model for us to follow. As Jesus resisted, so must we. But the truth is, Christ's example is given for us because these are exactly the sort of temptations which cause us to fall. We worry with how God will provide for us. We become spiritually prideful, and we easily get caught up with the things of this world. If our Savior's temptation in the wilderness was only an example for us to follow, we would be doomed. We are sinners who often fall for the devil's temptations. But we can thank God that he sent Jesus for people like you and me. He is not just a model for us to follow. He is our real Savior from our very real sin. In the face of temptation, Jesus was faithful. In the wilderness, Jesus was in battle with Satan for our souls. Scripture states that Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. But this confrontation with the devil was just the beginning. The great battle for our souls and complete victory for us was won on the cross, where Jesus laid down his life for our sins that he might bring us to God. And he who has won the victory has given us his word so that we might know victory too. For it is through the word of God that our Savior gives us strength to abide in his grace, to remain patient and confident in his grace through all trials and sufferings. The devil will never give up, but Jesus will never forsake us. He has won the victory for us, paid for our sins, and comforts us that his word, his forgiveness, and his life are sufficient for us. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksted on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.